The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the conclusion of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There is 6 or 7 dioceses in the United States that still have the Feast of the Ascension on Thursday, or 40 days after Easter. The rest of the 127 dioceses in the United States have it on Sunday, so more people can have opportunity to celebrate this feast. Why would it be so important to celebrate the Ascension? It just seems like, well, you know, Jesus had to go back to the Father, and then the Holy Spirit would come. Really, kind of directions. Stage directions, right? Jesus exits, Holy Spirit comes in, cue lights, ready to go. But it's more than that. What Jesus does here is, well, we should all be really worried. Just think about it. I would rather be those men of Galilee blankly staring into the sky. But no, the angels have to come and ruin it. They come and they say, what? Get back to work. Didn't he just tell you to go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? Okay, that's not so bad. But teaching them through your example how to keep all the commandments? I'm worried at this point. And I would suggest it's because of this. When Jesus walked the earth and cared for the disciples, that was one thing, right? And we have these beautiful windows kind of surrounding us with these miracles of Jesus' life and ministry. The problem is that's not the end. Jesus still walks the earth with us. When Jesus taught and instructed, he still does that now. When Jesus healed and made whole and restored and forgave, he still does that now. So if Jesus' ministry continues in the world, might he want some response more than a blank stare into space from the rest of us? I wonder how I spend my discipleship. I've been sent by God to preach to all the nations, right? Podcasting, get it out there. All the nations about the belovedness of each of us in God's eyes. What is the good news? Remember I challenged you last week? Be ready to give a reason for your hope to anyone who asks. Explain to them why you so enjoy being Catholic, being a Catholic Christian. And today Jesus proclaims himself, right, the hope. He goes to heaven as our hope and our glory. I could see hope, but our glory? What does that mean? Anyone been doing etymologies on glory? Right? Glory is radiance. Right? Remember we usually do halos to exhibit someone who's glowing, radiating glory? Well, that's our mission. Sometimes I feel, well, kind of like we're having a power shortage. I feel a little dim. I'm not radiating God's glory with the power that I've been given. I have an unlimited source of God's glory within me. It's been deepened in me at baptism. That's been come alive and stirred up at confirmation. Right? I think it explains a lot. I was confirmed on April Fool's Day. It just kind of does it. Yeah. I've been ruined for the Lord ever since then. But do I really let that glory out? Have I really taken to heart this commissioning to go out to all the nations and share the good news? Right? First, we might want to know what the good news is. And then, maybe live it out ourselves. Because I would suggest that more than me telling you about good news, living it authentically does it without even any words. Remember this Jesus who walked on earth? He taught, but mostly he did. And mostly he was present. And it was who he was present to that maybe taught the most. Who was he present to? If we think about it, it was all the people that, well, maybe I don't like hanging out with. Anyone invite their IRS agent to dinner? Right? Tax collectors? Sinners? Little prison ministry? People who have communicable diseases like leprosy? Right? Sign me up with Brother Damien. Father Damien on Molokai. Well, he's a saint now, of course. Right? That's what happens when we live out our vocation. We become radiant, and then they start drawing halos around us. Because we are, in fact, living out what we were meant to be. Glorious, radiant disciples and witnesses to the good news. Any Theophili here? Anyone? Theophilus? Who wants to be Theophilus? Luke and Acts are directed to Theophilus. Who is that? Right? It's the guy who paid for the parchment. No. It's the one who loves God. Right? Like Philadelphia, theology. It's the lover of God or the friend of God. So, sign us up. I want to be Theophilus. I want to be a friend of God. And in fact, we are. So these words are directed to us. Jesus has gone to long lengths to instruct us, to teach us, to guide us, to prepare us and equip us for ministry. And today he goes back to the Father to sit in glory at his right hand, right in direct traffic from his heavenly court. No, he sends the Paraclete to be our helper and guide, to give us wisdom and knowledge, to give us wonder and awe, to give us all of those spiritual gifts that we'll need to live out this vocation. And maybe one of the biggest was in the second reading from Ephesians. It says, let your eyes of your heart be opened and see the glory of God. Let the eyes of your heart be opened and see God in your midst right around you. Remember I started off by saying Jesus is walking with us as he walked with the disciples? And he's doing that in our neighbor, in our grumpy coworker, right? Jesus is right there. Will I be radiant in the Lord in love for those people? How will I set myself on fire with the Holy Spirit, which is about to descend on us again next weekend? And it's descending upon the Confirmande out at the St. Paul's tonight, which is very exciting. We have this Holy Spirit who never leaves us alone. I mean, always guides us and protects us. Let the Holy Spirit be that one who grows you to greater holiness, that we might, in fact, be those witnesses to the ends of the earth.